This is an encore presentation of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio with updates. It originally aired January 30th, 2011. This next hour, join us for Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Called Beauty Is Not Contagious. That is a group called Migrena from Edmonton, and the song was Marusia. Добрий вечір, дорогі радіослухачі, та вітаю вас всіх на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», котра подається вам сьогодні вечір і на багатомовній радіостанції CHMB AM 1320 у місті Ванкувері. Дякую, що рішили прибути зі мною наступну годину послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky will be back with another cultural capsule. We'll have a proverb of the week, this week's upcoming events, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from the New York area called Luna, and from their CD... Послухай, почуєш? Here they are now with Іванку, Іванку.
Іванку, Іванку, з того боку ярку, з того боку ярку. Пішла би до тебе, пішла би до тебе, взяла поталапу. Пішла би до тебе, пішла би до тебе, взяла поталапу.
Kapočka tonenka, voda studenenka, voda studenenka. A ja molodenka, podaj se vlomiti, žal mi se lišiti. A ja molodenka, podaj se vlomiti, žal mi se lišiti. Ivanku, mati tě radila, mati tě radila. Na moju holubu, tebe se vlubila. Na moju holubu, tebe se vlubila. Перед мою кишо, зелена отава, зелена отава. Може я не люблю, може я не люблю, може не Іванка. Може я не люблю, може я не люблю, може не Іванка.
Foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Над тобою листя.
Saskatoon songstress Teresa Sukirka from her brand new CD, Ukrainian Roots, and the Ivasuk classic Chervona Ruta, The Red Rue. And you can find out more about Teresa at her website, which is teresasukirka.ca. And she's also got a MySpace page. Just search for her there. Before Teresa, you heard from Olesya and Andriana Chuchman from Winnipeg from a CD that they recorded a few years back, Vesnyani Nochi, Spring Nights, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Lebedi Materenstva. Well, coming up now, something a little different. We have Yogi Klaus now. This is from a CD called Ukrainian Rhapsody, put out by Baba's Records in Winnipeg. And it is a comical song called Mudrei Solomon, Wise Solomon.
Ой, приснився мені сон, я був мудрий Соломон. Я 15 жінок мав, та ще других зачіпав. Я 15 жінок мав, та ще других зачіпав. Гарні тоні я дав собі по законі, от такий мій був закон, я був мудрий Соломон, от такий мій був закон, я був мудрий Соломон. Всі жінки мене любили, ми з такою добре жили, от такий мій був закон, я був. Мудрий Соломон, от такий мій був закон, я був мудрий Соломон. Жінки моє молодичі, всі ходили безвідничі, от такий мій був закон, я був мудрий Соломон, от такий мій був закон, я був мудрий Соломон. Я справляв хрестини, парюшку з баранини, от такий мій був закон, я був мудрий Соломон, от такий мій був закон, я був мудрий Соломон.
Thank you. посылаю, бич смеешь и спеваю. Ты и я, мы горяны обе два, ты любишь хомбру, а я ром, будем отделаться. Crazy again, ha ha ha. Te y ya me callane, open van, te y open homebrew, ayaram, pudem a te la chapam.
And our blast from the past comes courtesy the Interlake Polka Kings from Manitoba, and this is from a CD called Interlake Polka Kings 18 Song Favorites. It's part of a series, Golden Ukrainian Series, put out by Baba's Records, and that, of course, is a division of Sunshine Records in Winnipeg. And you can reach them through their website, www.sunshinerecords.com. And again, that was the Interlake Polka Kings with their version of A Little Brown Jug. And so now on to something different yet again. You can never say that there's any kind of a stereotype for Ukrainian music. We've got contemporary tune coming up next, Riffmaster with a song called Misyets Moonlight.
Зоряний шлях за. Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. I hope that all listeners have stopped writing 2010 on their correspondence by now. I know it takes some time to make the adjustment. Well, it seems like it was only yesterday that I met him. It was in a small office, just off St. Michael's Square in Kyiv. He was born into the family of a doctor and elementary school teacher in the village of Lenkivtsi in Chernivtsi Oblast on January 26, 1963. While growing up in the town of Kalush in Ivano-Frankivsk Oblast, from 1974 through 1980, he studied piano at the Kalush Music School. From there, he went on to complete his studies at the Ivano-Frankivsk Pedagogical University, where he completed his studies as a music teacher. During his last 2 years of study, he played with the vocal instrument ensemble in Ivano-Frankivsk called Rosinka, and concurrently, from 1983 to 85, he was musical director and keyboardist with a group in his hometown of Kalush called Barvit. From 1986 through to Ukraine's independence in 1991, he, like many others, was wearing many different hats. He was a musician with the rhythm bass group Zhaivir and was also working with Moscow-based singer Irina Panarovska, traveling and performing extensively throughout Ukraine, Russia, Belarus, and Central Asia. In 1991, Miroslav Levitsky, together with his younger brother Oleg, started a band in Kalush called Bratya Bluzu. For many, the name sounds a great deal like the Blues Brothers, but in fact, the name was local jargon, which means grabbing one's jacket and going out on the town. The group's biggest break came in 1993, when they won the Grand Prix at the Chervona Ruta Festival in Donetsk that year. What followed opened Miroslav's horizons in Europe. To my knowledge, the band was only the second after Opalny Prince to use traditional folk music epithets in their compositions. By the time I met him in 1999, his band was already the first Ukrainian band to perform at the well-known Sziget Festival in Budapest in 1998. His style is a mix of jazz and ethnic, but not completely open as many others who have appeared in this century. Prior to the release of their first CD in 2000, I sat with him and listened to the master recordings that were done between BMG Munich and Kumoro Studio in Kyiv. I understood where this man was coming from. In 2001, when I started sharing an apartment with him, we worked on a project called Music Without Borders together with Canadian musician Lionel Lodge and Dutchman Rens Nuland. In 2004, he traveled to Canada, where at the Banff Center of the Arts, he worked with jazz legend Sheila Jordan. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured composer and lead man of the group Bratya Bluzu.
And that was Brate Bluzu with a song from their self-titled CD that was released back in 2000 by Rostock Records. And that song was called Tosi Bosi. And coming up next, Mandra from a CD called Lehenda Proivanka Ta Udarku, The Legend of John and Audrey. Sounds better in Ukrainian, doesn't it? And here they are now, Mandra with Kalena.
Thank you. Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznodiy in Toronto. All throughout my early years at school, I looked forward to studying American literature in 10th grade. How I would enjoy reading the English language works of such authors as Theodore Dreiser, Mark Twain, and Jack London. I just couldn't wait to enjoy all the delicious things in store for me. Of course, you know, things turned out much differently. When I entered 10th grade, I found, to my surprise and dismay, that the English literature course had been replaced with military translation. To make things worse, there were no specially trained teachers, no manuals, no textbooks, only a room with walls covered in posters and placards. Apparently, this hastily prepared course was the result of some mysterious emergency, but we were 16 years old and viewed it with pragmatism as well as enthusiasm. It was English, after all. And what, young boy does not find the military fascinating? Even the girls in our class were fascinated. Somehow even dry technical and military details seemed interesting when presented in English. During the course, boys and girls alike learned things like how to assemble and dismantle AK-47 machine guns and how to put on gas filtration helmets dating back to World War I. Sure, we learned the course material well, but none of us considered it more than just a silly game and an easy credit. Those of us who took the course like to joke now that we know the American Army as well as we know the Soviet Army, which is to say, not well at all. We learned about how an army operates in theory, but as for practice, we would make poor soldiers in any army, although we did get a taste of army discipline. Our class facilitator constantly berated us for coming to class in jeans and for listening to rock music. Looking back over the years, I could never see the sense in studying this material. I can tell you the names and order of all the military ranks, how squads and platoons function, what the term intercontinental ballistic missile actually means, and lots of other absolutely useless information. Sure, it was fun, but we were just children, playing with some adult war games, with tanks, bombs, and mines, and oddly enough, somehow, we knew all along that the game had ended many years ago. Many years passed since that time, bringing along some rather unexpected events, the collapse of the USSR, the rise of an independent Ukraine, and most recently, our former Russian elder brother, damn him to hell, waging a very dirty war with Ukraine. Never in our wildest dreams could my classmates and I imagine such a thing actually happening in real life. I am Serhiy Kaznodiy in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!
And up next is a group called Veseli Muzike, which means happy musicians. And here they are now with Hey Poyihal Boyko.
Hey Poyihal Boyko, на сиві кобилі, на сиві кобилі, хай по верховині.
Та ну, кажу.
Ура, ура, моя сіробура, ура, ура. Моя сіробура.
Ой, кобильчина файна.
Ой, та та кобила, що браму звалила, що браму звалила, бо заполомила. Ура, ура, моя сіробура. Ура, ура, моя сіробура.
Чина
файна, з великого стиду до кошмі.
What's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. This Friday, enjoy a pierogi supper at St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Center, 13512 108th Avenue in Surrey, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 604-531-1923 or 604-581-0313 or visit their website, uocstmarysurrey.com. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@contact.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. And just a reminder that effective November 1st, Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio will be heard at 6 p.m. Saturdays here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
traditional Ukrainian folk dance called the Chaban, and that was performed by Denis Leshinsky from his CD, A Tribute to Peter Hnatyuk, and that was the Pioneer's Chaban. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, and streaming online at am1320.com. And you can catch the podcast on iTunes and at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com. Нажав ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не можна ніколи того прийняти, як дурен починає тебе навчати. And our proverb of the week translates as, when a fool begins to teach, be on guard. Well, that takes us to just about the end of our program. So to wrap things up, we have High Profile from Winnipeg with the out-of-control Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks so much for listening and Dobranich! We'll be right back.